All right, you are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by three of the board members from Jackson Hole Babe Force, here to talk about their scholarship program. I'm here with Johanna Murphy, Jenny Wolfram, and Crystal Wright.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. So tell us a little bit about the Jackson Hole Babe Force, which is what funds these scholarships that we're about to talk about.
So the Jackson Hole Babe Force started about 5 years ago, and the goal kind of was just to get more women out in the mountains, meeting other like-minded ladies to push themselves. And about a couple years ago, 2015, we did our first scholarships, and they've continued to grow from there. And we've just had more and more people interested. We've had two fundraisers now that have let us be able to have these great scholarships. So it's been really fun, and we have events once a month, usually just trying to get ladies out. We did a bunch of summer events, biking, hiking this summer. And yeah, the main goal is just to get more ladies out and yeah, have fun.
Yeah, so there are four categories for the scholarships that are coming up. Let's go through and talk about each one. First one up is the progression session. Which one is that?
So the progression session is a scholarship that was developed for women who want to gain knowledge in the mountains and be a more confident partner and be able to go into the backcountry and have a knowledge of snow safety and snow travel. So that was one of our the main categories that we originally wanted to fund, because there are so many women who don't feel confident enough to go into the backcountry, or who often, you know, lean on their partner or their boyfriend or their husband and their knowledge of the backcountry. So this scholarship this year allows 12 women to attend a level one avalanche course, and they'll all be going together to the same course in February by the American Avalanche Institute, and then two other ladies will be awarded level two scholarships. So these scholarships cover 100% of the cost of the avalanche courses and are just geared to helping women get over any financial obstacles that are in the way of their learning more about being safe in the backcountry.
Now, the next category that Jackson Hole Babe Force has for their scholarship program is facing your fears. What is that category about?
So that category is about getting out on the mountain and actually experiencing something that is a little bit uncomfortable. So it's a scholarship to the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort's Elevate Women's Camp, which is a women's camp run by the resort and local professional women skiers. So it's a chance for women to actually get out of their comfort zone, get on the mountain, learn about their skills in skiing or snowboarding, and then taking advice from other women on how to become better. So a lot of these sessions are geared towards pushing yourself to do something that you normally wouldn't. And a lot of the women come out feeling much more confident. And, you know, most of them say that they have done things that they never would have done without the motivation from being around other women who are doing it as well. So this scholarship is open to actually all women in Wyoming, and it covers 100% of the camp cost, as well as lodging at the resort if necessary, as well as rentals and lift tickets.
If you're just joining me, I am here with Johanna, Crystal, and Jenny from Jackson Hole Babe Force, and we are talking about the mini scholarships that they are offering as an organization. The deadline to apply is the end of November. The third category that we're going to talk about for the scholarships that you're offering is the Junior Babe category?
Yep. So that's for Achilles Camp, which is located in Mount Hood, Oregon. And it's a 6-day lesson with Keely. It's an all-girls camp, and it's age 9 to 18.
And finally, there's a scholarship offered for competition compensation. What's that one all about?
That's for women who want to take things to the next level. So we have a lot of ladies who are either competing in free ride competitions or mountain bike races or Nordic skiing. It could be any type of competition or race, running race, that women would like some support with, whether it's race fees or travel compensation. And this scholarship will help cover some of the associated costs with racing or competing on a higher level.
Now, Johanna, I know you wanted to mention one of your favorite recipients from last year. What was her story?
Yeah, so last year, a woman named Amy out of Cody, Wyoming, won the Elevate Scholarship, and she is a mother of six, and they all race, and she wasn't able to watch her kids ski because she didn't have the ability to get up them on the mountains. So with this scholarship, she was able to go to the Elevate camp and get some confidence to ski down the mountain, and we all actually met her at the camp, and she was just beaming, you know, from ear to ear. She was so happy, and now she can go ski and watch her kids race.
Now let's get to the application process. What are some requirements needed to apply, and how do you go about applying?
You can go and apply at our website, www.jhbabeforce.com. And there, all of our application process goes right through. Essentially, it's open to all abilities, all ages, except for the Junior Babe Scholarship is ages 9 to 18 to apply for that, but all ages for everything else.
Great. And you were mentioning there's some requirements necessary to apply. You'd like someone that's going to be involved with the Jackson Hole Babe Force in the future?
Yes, that's definitely something we're looking at. We would love to have more women come out and support our events and come out and, you know, be a representative of somebody that's received a scholarship and, you know, come to our ski events or just our social events or whatever. So we definitely want to have these women that are applying, like, to have either come to our events or want to come to our events. Yeah, just come hang out with us. So,
When's the deadline for this application?
Deadline is November 30th.
You mentioned that Jackson Hole Babe Force was able to fund more scholarships this year than ever before. How was that possible?
So last year we were able to fund 8 scholarships. This year we have 17 scholarships. It's all made possible by the incredible community support that we receive. We have a huge fundraiser in May. This was our second one this year on the Kentucky Derby Spring Fling, and we raised a majority of our funds at that fundraiser through silent auction, as well as raffle items that are donated by community businesses and organizations, and also through ticket sales. We also do, as Crystal mentioned, programming throughout the year, and we get donations at those events each month. So we really try to save up, and everything that we raise goes towards the scholarship fund. So this year, I think as scholarship funds gaining momentum, the organizations gaining momentum, we're having a lot more partnerships with other organizations, most specifically Search and Rescue. We're just gaining a little bit more legitimacy within the community, and people are coming out and supporting us. And it's been great.
Well, Johanna, Jenny, and Crystal, thanks for joining us here in KHOL and talking to us about your scholarship program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to apply for one of the scholarships that we talked about with Jackson Hole Babe Force, you can head to their website. And remember that the applications are due by November 30th. You are tuned into your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL Jackson.